You're listening to Fotch and Friends on the number one hit music station. Wake up in the morning. Power 96.5. Two men, one topic. They both have to pick a side, regardless of their view. It's time to get serious. Jay Fotch versus Nick Reed for The Debate on Power 96.5.
We welcome in Nick Reed from our sister station, KSGF. You do real debate. This is our fake debate.
You're welcome.
Do you guys watch football? I know Fotch doesn't really.
I mean, I follow enough.
Guessing that I probably follow about as much as he does.
Okay. All right. So that's not a lot then. Okay.
Right.
You know how players are getting flagged and getting penalized for unsportsmanlike conduct?
Yeah,
you know,
like I've when heard
they
of
dance.
That.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. When they dance, like when
that's
they did a
taunting.
Touchdown. Yeah. So there was a running back for the Detroit Lions that recently was flagged for thrusting. He scored a 13-yard touchdown before thrusting his hips towards teammates. The referees didn't like the humping action and flagged him for unsportsmanlike conduct. Now, do you think this was fair? He was just doing a little thrusting action because he was excited that he just scored a touchdown. Do you think he should have got fined for that?
Okay, my personal opinion is absolutely not.
I know how you feel about it.
More of this in our life. But I always take the lame side for the debate, so I will say that this is an outrage that he is doing a thrusting motion.
Got it.
He should not be doing that.
Okay.
How dare you? Do you know that the children and the youth of our country and this population are watching you and they look up to you and they're heroes, and here you just start thrusting and doing some kind of gyration movement, and you're teaching them, the young eyes and these unscathed souls of our country, what you're doing on the field just because you scored a touchdown or got yourself a first down? I don't know who you think you are, but whatever happened to just scoring something, giving somebody a high five, and then sitting down on the bench and having a Gatorade? I don't know why you can't do that. Maybe hug somebody, tap them on the hiney, and say, hey, what a great job, you did good. You don't need to do some kind of makeshift sex video on the gridiron.
Oh, really throwing out some terms there.
I know, geez.
Lombardi, something.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
All right, well, first of all, it's a game. Can we get over it for Pete's sakes? I mean, it's all about having fun. We don't need your nanny state attitude coming in with the morality police and beating us over the head with your ideals about what is a good time, kids. Secondly, are you at all familiar with the cultural lifestyle of many of the folks in the NFL? Are you trying to protect our reputation? Is that what's going on here? Do you think people have some misunderstanding? I have kids I don't even know about being in the NFL, for Pete's sake, not to mention friends who have shot other of my friends for reasons that I don't even know. That's part of who we are. And thirdly, if you take a little time and compassion to learn something about me, you know that it's a disability. I have hump the air-itis. I cannot help it. And I'm now triggered because you have insulted my disability. I will sue you.
I've never heard of that before.
I really feel like I didn't land on the strong note there. I should have went 1-3-2 instead of the 1-2-3.
I also have humpitis.
Actually, yes, you do.
I love it.
It comes out every now and then.
Celebrating songs with my dance moves, as I like to call them.
Yeah.
So you can relate.
Yes.
Fotch and Friends, 6 to 10 weekdays on Power 96.5.